Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
AJ is in Eastchester. What's up, AJ?
Oh, God, I can't tell you how excited I am, honestly. Yesterday and the game before, honestly, a roller coaster of emotions, really, with the way the games have been going. You know, to go down 20 in both games and come back and fight, it's just ridiculous, you know, crazy. And so I'm excited, but I don't want you to think that my excitement is like, you know, overly exuberant,
right?
Because I know what's ahead of me. I know Boston is the best road team in the league. I think statistically they had the best road record in the league. So I know what they could be. But that being said, I said this to you last week. I think it was just BT on the air. And BT, honestly, I'm glad you came out on the air today and took accountability for the way you've been acting for the past couple of months. Got to be honest.
You know? The way you've been acting.
Yeah, the way you've been acting.
Listen, if the word Hartenstein came out of your mouth one more time, I would have
That's my guy. I still miss him.
But listen, I love you, BT. I love you.
Thanks,
BT did text. We should say, AJ, he did text last night. I saw it after the fact. A little Mitchell Robinson and muscle emoji. So around on Mitch. The Avid call of the day. BT and Sal back on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's finish up here on the phone. Mm-hmm. BT, how much time we have? A few minutes, though?
Probably 2 or 3.
Vinny's on Long Island. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you today?
Good, Ben. Good, buddy.
Love you guys' energy all the time. You guys bring it every day, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thoughts and prayers to you and your family, brother.
Thank you,
Listen,
Vinny.
A couple of things. First of all, these Knicks fans that call in and they have any type of negativity today, I don't know what they're saying. They need to hand in their Knick card for the rest of the season. That's ridiculous. Secondly, real quick, I know the team, both the Knicks and the Celtics, their offenses have not been where they need to be, but if they get their best games, both offensively, the way our defense is playing, I would take that any day of the week to shut them down. I think if and when we're blessed enough to win, and I'm not going that far and saying we're going all the way, but if we are, an honorary ring goes to Detroit, the organization, to showing us how to play defense and step it up. And one last thing. To get that, to talk about the Pope real quick, I'm all about signs now. I recently lost both my parents. I'm all about signs. And I'll tell you right now, all you analysts that did not pick the Knicks and said they did not have a chance, do the new math, like our new Pope, Nick Nova, okay? Do the new math. 2 wins plus 2 more wins equals on to the next round. Let's get it done, baby. Go.
Woo! Gave me goosebumps, Vinny. And condolences to you and your family as well. We appreciate the kind thoughts that you sent this way. Gives me goosebumps, BT. That, to me, is the perfect right energy. Not getting too far ahead of themselves. Mm-hmm. Do the math. 2 were in the books. 2 more, first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. And potentially against a team that we feel much better about facing than the, you know, original favorites, looking at potentially Celtics then the Cavs. Now it might be the Celtics. Dangerous Pacers team, mm-hmm. but a Pacers team that the Knicks would have home court advantage over.
You think they win that series if we get the four? Like, if it's the Pacers, forget about Knicks Pacers.
Yeah.
Do you think that the Pacers actually hold on and win this series?
I'm not sold yet.
Me
on
neither.
That. I think either way, though, if the Knicks win this series, I do not believe they will be stopped from getting to the NBA Finals.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not saying that they're going to win the championship.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody left standing in the East after Boston is going to stop the Knicks now.
I don't want to know cold water. I would still be worried about a healthy Cavs team, but they're not healthy right now.
They're not healthy. And also that would be a terrible even though the Cavs were great in the regular season, still inexperienced. You just knocked off the champs. I would be surprised if the Knicks, if they beat Boston, which is still a big if,
mm-hmm.
if they beat Boston and lost to one of the other two teams. Ted is calling from Hewlett. What's up, Ted?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Okay,
you know,
Ted.
Hey, guys, I got to start by saying this. I love you guys. You just make my day. Every time you're on the radio, sometimes I'm driving a lot. I don't know what to listen to. You guys, best thing in sports talk radio of all time. And you guys are so good together. And so, thank you for being you. I was on hold for a long time waiting to call in, and I just enjoyed listening to you guys talk. I could do this all day.
That's great,
so,
man.
We appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy.
Of course. Now, having said that,
yeah.
And I love talking about Knicks. I've been a Knicks fan for 55 years. I'm 65 years old. I've been a Knicks fan for 55 years. I had season tickets for 20 years. I saw every game that Patrick Ewing ever played at the Garden, virtually every game.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
here's what I can tell you. You can't compare Patrick Ewing and Jalen Brunson. Two completely different players, two completely different supporting casts. I just don't think you can compare them. It's not one versus the other. If Patrick Ewing could have finger rolled, we win a championship. If John Starks could have hit a three against Houston, we would have won a championship. Yep. Charles Smith.